I'm Andy Jackson, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. In any city with an art institution as prestigious and well-respected as the Duncan of Jordanston College, creative pursuits are always likely to flourish. Dundee has been a beacon of artistic expression and opportunity over many years, drawing in visual artists connected to the city through birth or study at what is now the Duncan of Jordanston College of Art and Design. An early example of the city kindling an unlikely artistic flame appears in the story of John Duncan. Duncan was born in the hill town in 1866 to a butcher and cattleman. However, the son had no interest in following in the father's footsteps, and by the age of 15, he was submitting cartoons to a local magazine and was soon employed as an assistant in the art department at the Dundee Advertiser. Whilst working, he was also a student at the old Dundee School of Art, then based at the High School of Dundee. He moved to London and found work as a commercial illustrator before travelling to the Antwerp Academy to study. In 1889, Duncan returned to Dundee, where he exhibited work in the new Victoria Art Gallery's extension of the Albert Institute. He became one of the founder members of the Dundee Graphic Arts Association, now Dundee Art Society, in 1890. In 1892, Duncan moved to Edinburgh to work with Patrick Geddes, the famed sociologist, botanist, and urbanist. Whilst there, he completed murals for Geddes' Hall of Residence at Ramsay Gardens and was the artist for Geddes magazine The Evergreen. He was also director of Geddes' Old Edinburgh School of Art. Around 1897, whilst exhibiting in various nationwide illustrious galleries, Duncan painted The Glaive of Light, which is now in the University of Dundee's collection. He taught art and design in Dundee and also began Dundee's first design collective. All of this perhaps earns Duncan the right to be described as the father of art and design in Dundee. Perhaps the best-known Dundee-based artist of the last 100 years is James McIntosh Patrick. His paintings adorn the walls of many a Dundee home, and also those of people who have left the city but seek an artistic reminder of its changing face. His work is perhaps the most popular expression of the city's representation of itself. McIntosh Patrick was born in Dundee in 1907, and in 1924 he began studying painting at Glasgow School of Art. He's now regarded as arguably the finest British landscape painter of the 20th century, but at the outset of his career he concentrated on etchings, only developing his talents for painting in the 1930s. McIntosh Patrick painted portraits and still life work, but is most widely known for his portrayals of the Scottish countryside and those familiar Tay landscapes captured from his studio overlooking Magdalen Green. His work can be seen in galleries all over Scotland and as far afield as South Africa, Australia and the United States. In 1999, McIntosh Patrick's archives were donated to the Scottish National Gallery of Modern Art. Very different in style to James McIntosh Patrick, but no less distinctive, was Alberto Morocco. Morocco was born in Aberdeen in 1917 to Italian immigrant parents. He studied at Gray's School of Art between 1932 and 1938, and also in France, Italy and Switzerland. Unfortunately, during the outbreak of the Second World War, Morocco was detained in Edinburgh Castle along with many other foreign nationals as an internee, but he was eventually released and served in the Royal Army Medical Corps, despite being a conscientious objector. From 1950, Morocco was head of the School of Painting at the Duncan of Jordanston College of Art. he painted portraits of all the University of Dundee's principals, and in 1977, the Queen Mother, then Chancellor of the University, also sat for him. In 1980, he was awarded an honorary doctorate by the university. He was also awarded many other prizes, including the Guthrie Award and the Carnegie Award of the Royal Scottish Academy, where he was elected Fellow in 1962 and made an OBE in 1993. The Duncan of Jordanson College of Art and Design stands today as the creative hub of the University of Dundee and of the city itself, supporting new artists and helping them to develop and perfect their art. The Dundee Degree Show is one of the biggest in the UK, with more than 15,000 visitors each year. The college also supports challenging and innovative practices and critical discourse in contemporary art, design, and visual culture. It contains four devoted gallery spaces, including the Cooper Gallery, each of which provides a space to feature original and creative methods and contribute to the dissemination of best practices of nationally and internationally recognized artists, designers, writers, and creative thinkers. Opened in 2014, LifeSpace is the perfect example of a future that has already arrived. The mission of LifeSpace is to engage artists and scientists in exciting new collaborations across traditional academic boundaries. The aim is to provide both the artistic and the scientific communities, as well as the public, with greater insight into the broad spectrum of life sciences research. This unique gallery space is curated as a collaborative partnership between researchers from Duncan of Jordanson College of Art and Design and researchers from the School of Life Sciences, and it operates at the boundary between academic and artistic disciplines to show how one can inform, enhance, and ultimately transform the other. Neither art nor science ever stand still, and LifeSpace at Dundee University shows how the two disciplines can travel together to places that neither discipline could go on their own. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox, and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.